Nolte, Kamala's Anti-Semitism, Bad Judgment Created Stolen Valor Catastrophe. By John Nolte on August 8, 2024. Kamala Harris has only had to make one big decision since her anointment. Without a single vote, as the Democrat presidential nominee, and boy did she blow it. Her anti-Semitism had a lot to do with it. No one with half a brain doubts she passed over, pun intended, Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, because he is Jewish. Shapiro was the perfect VP choice. He's a young 51, seen as a moderate, good on TV, and the popular governor of a must-win swing state. But Kamala said no for only one reason: to pander to the rabid Jews haters who have become an influential part of the Democratic Party. Call it the pro-Hamas wing. So who did dumbbell Kamala choose instead? The governor of Minnesota, a state already safely in her column. Why? Well, other than her bigotry against Jews, no one knows. And now her choice is turning into a catastrophe of Eagleton proportions. Watch, Trump, if you're Jewish and you vote for Kamala Harris, you have to have your head examined. On top of being a bizarre socialist and extremist who put tampons in the schoolboys' bathrooms, legalized abortion up to the moment of birth, and allowed the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter to burn and loot large parts of Minneapolis, Tim Walz has been credibly accused of stolen valor and outright lying about his retirement rank from the Minnesota National Guard. Watch, CNN Cellini, we'll see if Walz answers questions on military record, if he ever takes questions. This is a man who never went to war who still claims he went to war. This is a man who, upon hearing that the unit he commanded was headed for Iraq, abandoned his unit by retiring early. This is a man who claimed he retired from the Minnesota National Guard at one rank, when he retired at a lower rank. But here's the thing about dumbbell Kamala. None of these allegations against Walz, including the stolen valor allegations, are new. There's no way dumbbell Kamala didn't know about these scandals, but she still chose a Walz. Bigotry makes you stupid. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.